Leslie.
Megan.
I had this idea.
Tell me about your idea.
I think we should have a podcast.
What? That's outrageous.
I mean, why I don't know.
About what? Why would we do a podcast?
Why not?
Add more to the plate. Yeah. I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
We should do that. Okay, so if we're going to have a podcast, other than just listening to ourselves talk, what?
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. We can hear ourselves in these headphones. It's
really cool. It is cool.
What should we talk about?
I think we should talk about all of the crap that we go through on a regular daily basis mm-hmm. and that we deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I think we should talk about relationships.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm. Careers.
I might have one of those.
or four. I think we should talk about the shit that nobody talks about.
Ugh. Okay, so what kind of shit do you think that nobody talks about? What do you not talk about?
You know, I don't talk about menopause.
As a half-century plus old person.
Right? I don't talk about menopause. I don't talk about, the fact that my vajayjay, you know, doesn't do the things that it used to do.
I'm curious. What was on the past? What did it used to do?
I fucking juggle. I don't know.
Used to be on the list of party tricks. Just don't have that flexibility anymore. Okay. Yeah, we could talk about the fact that your vajayjay doesn't do what it used to do anymore.
I mean, you know.
Menopause is important, I think, to talk about.
Yeah, nobody talks about that stuff, really.
Not in useful ways, I don't think.
That's accurate, 100%.
You know, I just saw on some social media something. There's a thing about menopause. I'm totally going to make this up. It's like menopause.
We do that here.
Like radical change and like fertility. Like I read so much stuff that tries to kind of like stigmatize menopause. Like it's this thing that's supposed to like not happen.
Right.
And
right.
I'm just so happy to be like liberated from the terror of potential pregnancy.
Same.
I'm like, what?
No, this is kind of magical.
Fabulous thing. Yep. Why aren't we? But we should be supported. Like lots of things. I read that it was a reverse puberty. Somebody tried to say that. I don't think I'm going backwards. I think I'm wiser and better than I was when I went through puberty.
Now, to be fair, though, and I guess to their credit, the backwards puberty thing could have a lot to do with hormones and,
certainly.
Everything's a little out of whack, right? So that makes sense.
Okay. So we'll talk about menopause.
Yeah.
But there must be more to life than menopause.
Oh, my God, please. Because if that's all there is.
After 40, after 50, we're 50s.
We're our 50s. Yeah.
So what else would we fucking talk about?
What do you think? I mean, I think like we got to talk about music because at least for me, that is and was a huge part of life and still is.
Mm.
And I'm kind of stuck in the 80s and 90s anyway. So
we're talking about generational stuff.
Yeah, I think we should.
Like we're talking about maybe the generation that we were born in.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I think that might be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd just talk about Gen X. Well. Okay, so we're going to have a podcast and we're going to talk about generational stuff. We're going to talk about menopause. We're going to talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about culture. We're going to talk about toys.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to talk about movies. We can talk about...
we could do some celeb gossip crap, too, because that's kind of fun. You know. Yeah.
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
What about moderately famous moments in the lives of Gen X? Like you weren't important enough to be like a star,
right?
We didn't get on whatever, like the Disney.
We weren't on Nickelodeon.
We weren't on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
This is fun fact about menopause. Words just disappear.
They do.
So I will try.
Words. I'll tell you what, Leslie, I will tell you right now. And in as we do this, let's make a pact.
I'm down. Yes.
if I lose a word, will you help me find it?
I will help you find any that you lose. Yes.
We will find one another's words.
That's and if we've idea. Lost the words together, it's fine. We just won't have them.
We'll just have awkward silence.
We'll put in a different word. But we could talk about what that word's supposed to mean. And I think people will get it.
I hope so.
They'll eventually follow us there. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that stuff.
We might have to make up some words too. We can make up some words.
Like, we'll have moderately famous moments. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we were going when we.
Yes.
Something else we should also talk about is the impact of being 50 women with ADHD.
Oh yeah, and for sure.
There are going to be threads. They're mm-hmm. going to be things, rabbit holes, places that we go. But we will circle back around at some point.
Eventually, we'll get there.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, come along on this little journey that eventually we'll get to the end of.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should talk about special interests. Do you have something that's like really near and dear to your heart that you would want to talk about?
I mean, we covered a lot of it there with what we're just talking about. But I mean, I know for a fact that you have a few things that you are super passionate about.
Oh my gosh, I do.
Can I ask you about your things that you're most passionate
about? Yes, you can.
Oh, do it.
Like I set you up for that question. Yes.
Hand me the softball.
Well, we both love books.
Yes.
So we'll talk about books
too. Oh, please. Yes, absolutely.
So that's not like just a me thing. That's an us thing. But I like to play games.
You don't say.
I do. I play some tabletop role-playing games.
I love that about you, by the way.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things in my whole life. So we will talk about that. I don't know what words we can say and we can't say on here. But nobody cares because nobody's listening to us, so it literally doesn't matter. But I was a kid who grew up in the 80s who played a lot of, can I say Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I think you can. Can't you? I mean, you're just giving it.
I don't know. It's owned by Hasbro now, so that maybe not. We're not quite Disney level yet. Yeah. We can't say that either. But
we just can't sell it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Like,
Yeah, no, that's true. We won't sell it.
We just know that it's out there.
It exists.
And we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do. So I'll definitely talk about that.
I think you should. And while we do this on this podcast journey, I would like you to teach me how to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
It'll be so exciting.
And then I get to create a character. And
yes.
I love it.
Oh,
okay. I'm there.
Teach you straight through it.
Love it.
So good.
Love it.
We will do that.
Nerd me up.
We're going to, yes, nerds unite.
I love it.
And dyslexic untie. Dyslexics untie. So we're going to start a podcast.
Okay, I think we determined that. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Decision is
let's do
made.
It.
Great.
There is no going back.
Look
now.
Look at this. We have podcasting equipment.
I don't know where it came from.
I don't either. It worked out really well. And we have a Rubik's Cube.
We do because, I mean, 80s. Really just should. Look, it's partially like,
can I tell you
successfully
a Rubik's Cube
done on one?
Shame story. I have a Rubik's Cube shame story.
Okay,
to
do
share.
It. Did you tear it apart?
Oh my God. Like this story. If my mother were still alive, she would really want to be here to give her commentary on this story.
Excellent.
So Deborah Meyer, she's here in spirit
Excellent.
With all of us. So the Rubik's Cube came out in the 80s.
Yes.
When did the Rubik's Cube come out? Was it like in 1883,
19? It's older than something. I think. Yeah, right?
So Tim, find that for us. He's good. Tim's our producer.
All right. Yep.
And editor, manager, wrangler.
In the podcast that we just magically decided to have right this
time. Yes. That we didn't Woo-hoo! Know anything about anything right. before this moment.
That's right.
That just, it just formed as we happened to be sitting here at this table with these headphones on. Mm-hmm.
The Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
It was invented in 1974.
1974.
When did it get fairly popular?
I don't know.
Like, because it got big.
It has to be an 80s thing. Has to,
it
right?
It was on like toy shelves everywhere.
Yeah.
What was it? What was its rise to fame, so to speak?
Right. I mean, first Pet Rock, then
it
Rubik's
looks
Cube.
Like it originally came out in the UK in 78.
Okay.
And then it got picked up by Ideal Toy Corp in 1980.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. That lands. So in
Toy 80, British Invasion.
There you go.
So there you go.
So I was born in 73. So in 1980, I was 7.
Yeah.
True.
No. Well.
Yep. Okay. That would be the right math. So they were huge.
Yep.
My mom went to the toy store, which was in the mall.
It
was probably KB Toys.
Yes, probably.
And brought one home.
Uh-huh.
And worked on it endlessly.
So your mom did?
My mom bought one.
Okay, okay.
Because we were big puzzlers. Like
okay.
Scrabble, just like physical puzzles. We like to figure things out.
Love it.
Big puzzle. Okay. So she was going to solve this thing. And I can feel my inner child that did this, like, coming forward. And, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. And so I was in there puzzling, could not figure it out.
Right.
So I decided to move all of the stickers.
Yep.
Like you do.
Yep. Like right? you do.
This was like you do. I was a 7-8-year-old. I mean, I was definitely pre-10. Mm-hmm. And I moved all the stickers and proudly presented the fully solved Rubik's Cube to my mother, who then proceeded to take my ass back to the mall, to KB Toys, to brag to the toy store guy about how I had solved the Rubik's Cube. Totally. So I took all the praise. And then at some point, I must have felt like so guilty or ashamed that I totally fucking outed myself.
Mom, and said, I'm a cheater, Mom.
I moved all the stickers.
And
so there you go.
What was your mom's reaction when she found out that you, when you came clean?
I mean, I don't remember exactly. So I'm assuming she was super angry and embarrassed. Like,
probably,
usually the shit that I did just embarrassed her.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she would have to, like, because she was so proud and things. And I told all my friends.
So did solving the Rubik's Cube earn you more than just general praise from the toy guy?
Totally praise. I didn't get a freebie.
I think it's fun that your mom thought that the toy store guy would need to literally give a shit.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like, well, it was like the Rubik's. It was kind of a big deal because nobody could solve it.
Yeah.
There was no internet. There are no instructions on how to solve it.
Right, that's true.
I mean, like, if you had solved it, you'd probably be on the fucking news, right?
It would
be
I mean, you're really lucky, I guess.
Dude got on the news because he solved the Rubik's Cube or whatever. And so I don't know if we went back that day. I just I have the visceral memory of, like, looking up and my mom going, oh, did she solve it? We were probably there to buy another toy.
Who sure. Knows? Yeah. Another puzzle.
Solved it. And I was just like.
The triangular Rubik's
Cube was
next. In my
heart, I knew that I had not solved it. I don't know if I said it in the car, in the Chevette that my mom had, the Resolute Chevette. I don't know if I said it at home, but I know that I was outed. I'm pretty sure I outed myself. It's kind of right there with the, I outed myself for stealing bubble gum.
Oh.
When I was under 5.
Okay.
We went to, like, I don't know, some random grocery store. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And I really wanted, like, Hubba Bubba. I don't know if that was around, but it was like pink bubble gum.
The stuff that was in a block, like the.
Totally stole it.
Yep. Okay.
Absolutely. In my tiny little, I didn't have a sibling yet. So I was probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Put that shit in my pocket. We got up in the truck and I was like, look what I have. Outed myself again.
Oh, outed
so proud
again.
For stealing the thing. And then she made me take it back in the grocery store
and apologize
to the manager.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's brutal.
There you go.
That's brutal.
How did we get to Rubik's Cubes?
I don't know.
Because it was on the table.
Yeah.
And we're doing a podcast.
But I love the Rubik's Cube story. I think that's important
side thread.
No. But you also give some insight into your childhood there that I think is pretty fun.
My thieving skills. I want that.
Yeah, now that which begs the question, are you, when you play Dungeons and Dragons, are you a thief?
Oh, fuck yes.
Yes, she is.
A rogue. I'm a level 18. Are we level 18 right now? So a level 17 rogue.
Nice.
Thief.
Okay.
And a level 1 cleric.
Okay. I don't know what that means yet, but you're going
to
teach me.
Because I needed to be able to do a little bit of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to save my own ass. Like
okay.
a true Gen X
woman. Yeah. Well, especially if you're thieving.
Yes.
You're probably going to get caught.
If I get hurt. I needed to make sure I could save my, because you can't count on anybody.
No.
When you're a latchkey kid, you've got to raise yourself.
Truth.
Right?
Heal yourself.
Absolutely.
Everybody better have a little cleric in them.
Yes.
And a little bottle of that orange stuff that you.
The iodine? Yes. Orange iodine and some Band-Aids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or
I like
a kiss.
I like it.
Either one.
Yeah.
So that was my Rubik's Cube.
Cool.
Story
I love
of
it.
Shame.
I love
there
it.
There you go.
All right. So. Thanks. Now tell me more about you. Like I want to hear all the good stuff about Leslie. Like,
so we'll parse this out over the years that we're going to be
sure,
doing
of course,
because you
course.
Get nuggets, or we'll forget that we've talked about it and we'll just tell the same story
I
over
can,
and over again.
Hey, there's
best
a
best friend's coming.
So,
so where we're recording, believe it or not, we're not in a glamorous studio.
We're that's not
quite private.
That comes later.
We're in a really public space
being invaded
we're
by cats
in my house with my cat, who's going to dump over water.
Hi.
And we're in our game room. He might just lay there. This is Leo.
Hello, Leo.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Dr. Leo Marvin. Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
And yeah, he's just going to hang out, I guess.
Cool by me.
Okay, there we go. So, oh, you're going to get love.
How you doing?
We might have to do a little editing in this
podcast. We might have to.
Tim, producer Tim.
Producer Tim.
Producer and editor Tim. What are you doing, buddy? It's cat break.
Kitty cat break.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Got it in the water.
There he goes.
Oh, no! Cat break!
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. Dr. Leo Marvin decided that he wanted your water.
He did want my water. And
more than anything. Cubes. And
he was really hoping that the fish would be in there. Do you know why he's named Dr. Leo Marvin?
No, I do not. Please tell
me. Did you ever watch What About Bob?
Yes.
He is Dr. Leo
Marvin. Oh, my Lord. That's
so nice. So producer Tim loves that cat and made a cover.
Okay. Yep.
The book Baby Steps, but with our cat.
Nice.
Because this is what you do when you are of an age.
You do weird things.
Hanging out at night at home with your cat.
You name the cats.
We are more, I'm in my cat lady season.
Yeah, okay.
I'm down.
I think that's an awesome thing to be, the type of season to be in. It is a calm season.
It is, it's except for that.
When the
water and shit. It's surprising. Except when you're still filled with surprises.
Soaking wet. Yeah. No,
which
right.
doesn't happen as often in menopause.
Well, soaking wet does happen, but not
maybe not in the way that we used to think of it.
Right,
that's not true though. But this is a different episode.
We can talk about that later on this conversation. Mm, we're going to totally tend on this.
But cats can occasionally be exciting, but it's just like the right amount of exciting.
Yes,
it was a pretty chill.
It was
clean up,
and then all of a sudden, very quickly, it was not chill.
And then yeah.
It's all good.
But then I'll go back to sleep. It's fine.
Water zero, cat one.
Truth.
All right. So we were talking about you. We're going to talk about you. I want to ask you stuff. I want to know more about you.
I'm here.
Okay. So we know about your Rubik's Cube escapades.
Yep, there you go. I am a little bit of a liar and a little bit of a thief in true Hobbit fashion. I'm a liar and a thief.
Do you have second breakfasts?
Yes, technically. Well, it's brunch.
Okay.
So it's the space of second breakfast. It assumes that I've had a first breakfast, which is usually just coffee.
Okay.
And then the
second breakfast. I don't think that counts in Hobbit land, but
it's, you know, I'm sure they had some sort of wake up juice.
Probably. It's probably beer.
Beer. That's what I like for first breakfast.
Probably beer. It's filling.
Yes. In true Hobbit fashion.
All right. So let's talk about your, where did you grow up? Tell me about like that.
Ooh. Well, that's a great question. Because are we going to talk about where we are?
We can.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I think we should, especially.
We're Midwesterners.
We are. Yes.
We're in the state of Indiana right now.
We are.
Currently.
Yep.
And I was born and grew up here.
Okay.
I lived here my whole life, except for like a 3-month period-ish when I lived in Cincinnati.
Nice.
When I was in college.
All right. Very cool. Not that it matters to like most people, but were you a north side, east side, west side kind of gal?
North side, like Allisonville crazy area.
All right. Very cool. Very cool.
North Central High School grad.
Ah, excellent.
North Central has never given a shit about me post-graduation, but I'm still going to give them a shout out.
Yeah. I went to Warren, so.
Oh, right.
They didn't give a shit either.
So. Nope. But if we're, you know, if we talk about them enough, maybe.
Maybe they'll like us.
We'll see.
Maybe.
It didn't happen then.
Like
it's probably not going to happen now.
Probably not.
So that was sort of my, like, universe. So stomping grounds were like, Broad Ripple, Castleton.
Yeah, cool. Cool. So tell me, like, your, like, childhood-wise, were you had siblings, yeah? Or have, I should say.
Interesting story. Right? Yeah, I do have a younger sibling. I have a younger brother, and I have an older half-sibling that I've seen, like, twice in my life.
Mm.
Because, you know, what it was like. I mean, if you got divorced and had kids, I don't know that people hung on to them from place to place.
No, they didn't really.
Different time culturally. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Very cool. How was high school for you?
Well, that's a big question.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay. Let me. I'll make it a little easier. How about this? If you were walking into your cafeteria
right on
at lunchtime. There are a variety of tables that you can choose from. Mm. Were you at the popular kids table? Were you at the nerdy kids table? Were you at the, you know, the shop class table?
Kids. Sure. Right? Okay.
Or, you know, where would you self-identify?
Out of the room.
Oh, all right. So all right.
This is absolutely 100% true. So it's like a perfect
you were
question.
In the you were in the I were probably would, in like in the,
so I would go in to the lunchroom. I could see myself walking down the hallway. I would walk into the lunchroom. I'd go to the shortest line,
okay,
which was like the fries, chocolate sure. milk, slice of pizza line.
Heck yeah.
I would get an order of fries and a honey bun warm.
Oh, honey bun, yeah.
And I took that shit and I left as fast as fucking possible. So one wonderful thing about my high school, my alma mater. There was a program called Learning Unlimited, which was like saved my life.
Okay,
as a high school student, between that and the theater program, totally saved my life. And we had a lounge, coolest place in the universe. If I could recreate the Learning Unlimited lounge, I would. I would still live there.
Okay,
and so not all the teachers, but some of the teachers had like desks in there. It was like kind of communal, and there were a bunch of couches, and like we could graffiti everything, and everybody just hung out there. So I would go grab my fries and my honey bun and try to like get in and out during the whole passing period. Like you would be so fast so that you could bust your ass down to the LU lounge before they shut down the hallways between passing period. So nice. I lived down there.
All right. What what did you do down there?
Like a lot of us would go there. We were just like trying to escape the insanity.
Gotcha.
High school.
Yeah.
And so it was this like tiny community within a community. It was a totally different kind of like learning structure. It was probably pretty influential. I mean, it was pretty hippie, right? Like it was self-led, like student-led, like we had curriculum and we don't have to go too deep. It was really cool.
I mean,
we could do another episode about education and what happened.
For sure.
But it was just awesome. So we would hang out and you had like family group, which was the best. So it would be like one of your classes would be your family group. And I remember one of my very favorite teachers, Mike Cupp, rest in peace. The year I was in his family group was like the best. Like we'd go outside and play dodgeball, or we'd go to like bagel fair, or we'd go hang out at his house. We weren't supposed to do that, but we did that anyway. I mean, we would just like go do cool stuff. Like we'd play games, we'd just hang out. And it was just like a place where there was a really amazing adult who cared a lot about all of you and wasn't trying to make you be anything other than
that's wonderful
what you were and who you were.
That's wonderful. Like so, that's not I feel like kids would thrive in that kind of environment.
It was
like
glorious. And it changed a ton, of course. They like ratchet I don't even know if it exists anymore, but they ratcheted that shit down. But so that made high school survivable because you don't really need to know like where the school was, but there are over 3,000 students in that school. I graduated with over 800 people.
Yeah.
So you're pretty anonymous.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like I mean, if you're having a hard day, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're not paying attention to you.
So I graduated. We'll say that.
Nice. That's you know what? That's what counts.
Yeah.
Right.
How big was Warren?
Massive. Massive. I want to say it was probably, at least in the state, it was probably the second largest school in the state. So we had a massively huge graduating class. And I graduated in 89, so I was I'm a 71 baby.
Right on. Okay, yeah.
And it was a big school, very, very football oriented.
Yeah.
You know, same. So, oh, God, so much football. And that was not my thing at all. No. So I did not care. I would occasionally go to some of the games, but that was.
I went to one.
Yeah. I didn't care about that. I was there just to see people, you know, for the most part. But like you, I was a theater person. I was a theater kid. And Warren did and still does have a huge performing arts center that is so spectacular. Nice. And it was, I think it opened actually in like 86 or so, I think. So it was brand new.
Perfect.
And
for you.
Yeah. Amazing. Right. Yeah. Hey, I'm coming.
The Megan Bennett
Build this
theater.
Building. for save me. My life. Yeah, for sure. No, I loved it. My my theater teacher, Mr. Fight, was like the best. So he was just the sweetest guy. And I remember, you know, junior year, senior year, same kind of thing. We didn't have a specific place that we could go and be necessarily like you did, but but Mr. Fight would, like, if you wanted to get a hall pass and go hang out in his class and the his best. You know, absolutely, and he'd come up with thank something for God you to do for yeah totally
like
yep
yep saved all of us
for sure
then would hand you like the bathroom key yeah, that was like also a hall pass and let you like escape for a while.
That's right yeah and you know if that means that you could climb up to the rigging in the in the top of the Warren Performing Arts Center and hang upside down and, you know, whatever.
Maybe that over happened. The audience.
Maybe. Audience? Maybe it did. Maybe.
So maybe if you were playing D&D, you'd be like a monk.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because they could, I could, you know, they do
I could be pretty
all
sneaky.
Kinds of physical feats like that.
And it's sneaky, right? Like, yes. Like I could, yeah, I'm for that.
Hanging, although jumping, lots of acrobatics, lots of like just, kung fu fighting.
I don't know. Are monks stupid? Because I feel like that was just kind of stupid of me to hang upside down.
And maybe impulsive. You could write that in. Maybe impulsive. We didn't think go. Everything through, but you get like all these extra. It'd be good. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, high school was not the coolest thing in the world by any stretch. I don't know a whole lot of people who I know there are people out there who think it was the coolest thing ever.
Yes.
Not for me.
Yes.
Really, but
like the best years of their life.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I was
grateful to have survived.
Yeah.
I've never been back for anything.
No, like, I think I did two reunions, I think. And I went with my high school best friend both times. And we were in and we were out, like, you know, real fast.
So fast.
It was like, I don't need this. I'm out.
Anybody that I can't say everybody, but mostly if there were people that I wanted to talk to, we kind of stayed in touch-ish, like through that transition to like college. And then social media blew up in the 90s and everybody found you whether you wanted to be found or not.
Yeah.
So I just never felt like I needed to go back.
Yeah. But, yeah. I agree.
Made it through high school.
Cool. Well, let's talk about now. Let's fast forward. We touched a little bit on high school. I think we could probably do an entire episode.
We can. High school and middle school, like for Gen X people, two very disparate experiences, heavily influenced by culture at the time.
Yep. I'd like to talk about things that we remember from those times because it's a little fuzzy. So it'd be nice to like talk about that. So I think we should totally talk about that.
I'll make a note.
Okay, awesome. So let's fast forward just to get like to learn a little bit more about you. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, fuck. How do you like that? So in 10 years, I am turning 51 this year. So yes, I'll be 61 years old. Where do I see I will probably still be living in this house.
Okay.
Gosh, 10 years.
10 years. And you're a mom, so you got kiddos, and they'll be like they're already pretty much out the door.
Yeah, so they'll be in their 30s.
sorry about this.
My 30s, that's wild. So we'll see. But I mean, they'll probably still be living here. How can you afford to move out in this day and age?
God, no kidding.
So in 10 years, I think. I mean, doing this,
with
you in 10 years would be cool.
That would be cool.
Who knows if it'll be like. Gen X women are sick of this shit.
We need a time capsule.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to create a time capsule.
There we go.
And 10 years from now, we'll look back on this.
We'll look back and see.
Open it and be like, there's a water glass that the cat knocked over.
Mm-hmm. We'll put that in there.
Fucking Leo.
He will accidentally be in the time capsule because cats can't stay out of the box. And then I will feel terrible. I promise I'm not closing my cat in a time capsule.
So sorry.
It's just really funny.
Cat will be fine. No cat was injured in the making of this time capsule.
Probably still just doing the things that I'm starting to do now. Like this, I won't say a whole lot about this, but I'm doing some whiskey stuff.
I can't wait to talk more about this.
Like, can I say that? In the industry?
I think you're in the industry.
So I'm going to try to figure out how that unfolds and see what that does. I'm a therapist, so I will probably still be seeing people.
Yeah.
I imagine I chose that because I could do it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd imagine probably not at the pace that I am right now, but like on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some other cool stuff we're doing, but I don't remember.
Yeah. You've only got 15 jobs, so, you know, it's fine.
So, and still just learning stuff. I want to get really strong. I've been doing that.
Yeah.
Because you turn 50 and they say, oh, you got to go do weight-bearing exercises.
Either use it or you lose it.
Yep. You go. I don't know why we're going to talk like this, but we do.
I don't know.
Lifting weights. Let's go. So, doing that.
Yep.
And probably still, like, going to Gen Con and...
Hell yeah, you better be.
Doing mega cosplay like a Star Wars universe at Disney. Love it. Yes. Things that like I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to do all
no,
that.
No, we got to talk about how we don't care anymore. That's pretty true.
That's a big one.
It is big.
Like, I think that's the major influence of my life right now.
It's awesome.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck all of them.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck
I don't know if I can do it all at once, but I'll try.
That's right.
Fuck them.
Keep doing it.
There we go.
All right. And then let's see. I'll ask you one more question and then we can. Favorite cartoon as a kid?
Fun fact.
Okay.
Didn't have cable.
Shocker. We still had like Saturday morning cartoons.
So, ooh, cartoons. Oh, that's tricky. So I remember watching Justice League.
Okay. Yep.
For sure. That's the only one I have a memory about.
Okay.
In terms of cartoons.
Yeah.
I do it because of Wonder Woman.
Ah. She's your person.
The best. Wonder Woman and the Mighty Isis.
Isis. Yeah. So
fun
good.
Fun fact. I have all of Mighty Isis on DVD.
Nice. Good for you.
The scripts. Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. It was a gift.
We're going to have to break that out.
Like, yeah. We could do live readings.
Yes. Yes.
We just gave a silent high five.
Silent high five.
Because we didn't want to hurt anybody's ears.
That's awesome.
So we'll do that.
Yeah.
I love
it.
It'll be a good time.
Cool.
So what about you? Where'd you grow up? Where were you born?
I was Indianapolis.
Okay.
So I've been here for the whole of my existence with the exception of a brief stint in Hawaii. So... just about a year. My mom moved to Hawaii. I was at Ball State University, chirp chirp, and it was winter in Muncie, Indiana. Let's think about that for a second. That's awful, by the way.
Yes.
Awful. If you're listening to this from Australia, it's the worst place in the world.
It's sad.
It's very sad.
West Lafayette's the only sadder place I've ever been.
It's gray. It's bleak. Mm-hmm. It's blech. So I was having a rough go of it. Mom had moved to Hawaii, and I literally packed everything up and was like, I don't need school anymore. So I went to Hawaii.
Yeah. So why did your mom up and go to Hawaii?
She got a job working in a marketing company. Marketing out there and got the job. And my sister and my mom and my grandmother all moved out there.
Okay.
And I was like, this is like stupid to be in Muncie. I'm gone.
My whole family's gone.
Yeah.
In
so
a beautiful warm place. Yep.
I packed up. I went. I ended up getting a job at American Hawaiian Cruise Lines.
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. And was not on the ship. I was actually the person who would pick people up at the airport and then give them a little tour on the way to the hotels. And then on days that the boats would sail, would check people in, check people out.
People shuttler.
Yeah.
Sort of,
yeah. Like a little
like
tour
the Mary
guide.
Poppins of people going on cruises.
Best suntan.
I bet.
God, it was amazing.
Like, awesome.
I probably aged my skin really good but I looked great. And yeah, did that for a while and then ended up coming back and going to school at IUPUI after that. But, for a little while and probably. I would have stayed. Mom really hated her job, so everybody ended up coming back, you know, and it's so expensive there that it was like, you know, what are you going to do? You just got to suck it up and go home. So
back to Indiana.
Yeah. So back here.
That's a shock to the system.
Yeah. My suntan's never been the same.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Nope. You wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
So you have a sibling then?
I do. I have a younger sister. So she is lives in Wisconsin, and right now she's planning on moving. But she's awesome. She's got three kids, and they're amazing. And so that's pretty cool.
So we talked a little bit about high school already.
Mm-hmm.
That you went to Warren. Mm-hmm. Same question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you be in the lunchroom?
I would be with the freaks and geeks, like the
great
show. Yeah, I was a little punk rocky kind of kid that nobody quite really understood except my little crew.
Yeah,
I had a, you know, pretty tight crew of people. But yeah, we were the alternative kids.
Right.
So there was Warren was big enough that we had that type of
a
crew of people. So
amazing.
Yeah. So my nerdy table.
And your little nerdy table.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
So how was high school for you?
Terrible. I mean, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. High school is just...
What made it particularly awful? Like, is there, like, when you think back, just, like, whether it was an event or an experience of a person, or was it, like, broadly just what it was to be, like, a 14, 15, 18-year-old?
I think just being a kid is just so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And you know, I liked my friends. I had great friends. And but I think there was always this desire to move on, to like get through it as quick as you could.
Yep.
And just head move down on to something else.
Yep.
And you know, probably looking back now, I wish I would have paid a little bit more attention and probably really enjoyed it a little bit more and maybe not rushed through so much. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think high school is where I first realized you could like game the system. You're talking about like paying attention. Like it was just like the requirements to get out and then the requirements to like go to college or just anything. I just had to go do something.
Yeah.
Nobody else was making a plan for me. And I realized like, oh, like I can satisfy all these things, but in this way.
Yeah.
And I knew I wasn't good at certain things. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just take the easy version of this class and I'll get an A, which raises your GPA.
Right.
They don't know.
Yeah. They don't know.
I was like, oh, this is just a system. I can just game this.
Yeah.
And get out.
Yeah. And some schools were better at you know, you could skirt the rules a little bit easier than you could at some schools. But yeah, you're totally right. Like if you figure out the way to do it.
School and you have like five levels of a algebra class, I'm like, I'm going to fail. Okay, we're going to take the easiest one.
Yeah.
It's called Alg.
I think I took Alg too. I probably failed it even if
Alg.
It was like the
It was like one semester of algebra over a full year.
Yeah, I think ours was like checkbook 101 or something. And I, you know, good luck.
Consumer math.
Right.
That's what I do. Right. I went to. I loved it. But functional skills for living.
Yeah, agreed. Learn how to do taxes. That's what we should all learn how to do, right?
Yes. We do need to do taxes. There's so much Gen X in here because I'm just thinking about how like nobody explained anything to me. I had my first job when I was like 15. Oh. I got a W-2 at the end of the year.
What the fuck is that?
And my dad was, I was like, what do I do with it? He's like, file your taxes. How do I do that? Go to the library. So I went to the library and got a tax form.
Love it.
And I, what do I do with this? You fill it out. Okay. So I just like read the directions, wrote everything down on paper, put it in an envelope, had a stamp.
Right.
And mailed it to the IRS.
Probably had to go pick out your own stamp, didn't you?
Probably did. Through ice and snow, uphill both ways. I had to go to the post office my own stamp.
That's right.
I am walking to the post office.
Uh-huh.
These are my walking arms.
I like that.
There we go.
My grandmother did my taxes for me, so she was the math person.
Yeah,
for sure.
That might have been the person who told me that I needed to do taxes or where I got the idea about it. I said that story about my dad. That could be a lie.
Yeah,
because
somebody told you, right?
Somebody. Like, oh, is this a thing you do with that?
Like, you have to know how to do it.
We'll make up a lot of stories, though.
I think we should.
But that's quite Gen X.
It is very Gen X.
So, similarly to the question that you asked me, either favorite cartoon or just like another TV show you remember that's sort of like etched into your brain?
Yeah. So, my youngest TV show, like as a youngling, was probably Land of the Lost.
Okay.
I loved that show. I could probably sit down right now and watch that show and probably be quite happy. And not even stoned. I could like just sit and watch it and just, you know, like, just like just totally enjoy it.
So there's some implication that had there been weed,
it could have only made it better.
Right, sure.
You know, I mean, it was from the makers of H.R. Puff and stuff. So, you know, what are you going to do, right? But Sid and Marty Krofft, it was, I loved it. I just thought, like, everything from the theme song to the, you know, I just loved that show. And my mom would talk, she still tells me about how much I must have, like, spent hours watching that show.
Was that like the adventure? Because there were dinosaurs in it, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
Like,
yeah,
does the family get sucked through? At
they right. They were on a raft. They were out for a yes. rafting adventure.
Not Gilligan's Island.
No, no. My challenge to everybody, different. Though, is to hop on YouTube, please, and watch the opening credits for Land of the Lost. It is a piece of cinematic masterpiece. It is a cinematic masterpiece.
Magnificent.
So, yeah. So, that was probably my favorite show. And then as I got older, like, I think Battle of the Planets. Probably, if you remember.
I have no memory of this place.
Oh, Battle of the Planets was like G-Force and it's Gatchaman.
Right.
But like it's it was a Japanese show. Oh, Leslie, we're going to have fun with this? Battle of the Planets.
What year?
Oh, gosh.
Was this a cable thing?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to look back at like where and how. But that was like, I was probably eight, nine years old, right, maybe.
So we're math in our heads.
I'm wondering if Tim, are you looking up Battle of the Planets? He is. He's nodding. Yeah.
You're 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was six. We definitely did not. I'm so curious. But we also lived in the middle of nowhere. We didn't get a lot of TV. So I don't know. What'd you find out? Battle of the Planets. He has his I found things face.
Battle of the Planets, it looks like it was originally made as a Japanese anime series called Science Ninja Team Gatchaman in 1972.
Oh my gosh!
Of the 105 original Gatchaman episodes, 85 were used in the Battle of the Planets adaptation, which was produced by Sandy Frank Entertainment. There was a big trend at this time of taking anime from Japan at the end of the 70s and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then animation houses in America would go to conventions, buy them, and then dub them and sometimes completely change plots.
That's awkward.
Another famous example from the 80s is Voltron.
Oh, yeah.
Man, totally that was remember a Voltron hot one too.
Yes.
And so that was another one that they went, got, and like, because they're like different versions of it and they were different shows completely.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But they somehow merged them to make it into one series. So this Battle of the Planets was another one of those situations. Yep. It was a little bit before Voltron was popularized, though.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I remember, right, in based off of the images I'm seeing, all the main characters were like in helmets and capes that resembled birds.
Mark, Jason, Tiny, Princess, and I can't remember the the little guy.
You get top contributor. Get like rising superstar in their Facebook group.
Everybody loved, like, at least all the girls amazing. Who watched it wanted to be Princess, you know.
Yeah,
like,
Mark, Tiny, Keop.
Keop's a little bit, yeah.
Princess and Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
That is epic. I have no memory of that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But that means share this nothing because there's a lot of, it was traumatic to be a high school student.
Yeah. That's amazing. This is like little, this is the littles, you know, trying to remember like this kind of stuff. But yeah, that the Battle of the Planets was big.
Okay.
Big.
I remember, we can get off this jag in a minute, but I remember 3-2-1 Contact and the Bloodhound Gang. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I remember them, but I didn't. Show. Yeah.
I was probably 6, 7, 8 when you were like watching those, 6 years old.
Yeah.
And the Bloodhound Gang. And then a hell of a lot of Star Trek.
Oh my goodness. If we don't do a whole podcast on Star Trek, it's criminal.
It will totally be criminal.
We should totally Star Trek it up.
We're getting squinty eyes from producer Tim. He's giant Star Trek nerd.
Oh, we are going
to
have
some
fun.
He and his friend Bill went to Star Trek trivia. We're going to tell stories. They went to Star Trek trivia. You're supposed to have a team of four. They had a team of two. They swept.
It's two people,
all
baby.
The prizes. They two won everything. People. But we could talk about Star Trek, and then he can interject.
Yeah, and I love it.
Correct us.
And be like, no,
lots of Star Trek. That was the
that was the trouble
TV
with
show.
Tribbles. Yeah, whatever.
I love that episode. We have a podcast.
We do.
It's called Gen X Women Are Sick of This.
Yep. Shit.
Shit. are sick of this shit. Not your shit, but this shit.
This shit. All shit.
But there shit. Is, there's a reason for this name that we could be sick of your shit.
There is a reason for this name. Yeah.
And that's the Facebook group.
This Facebook group.
Which is why we're here right now. Why you are here right now and why you found me was yep. because of this Facebook yep. group.
Well, to be fair, I knew you before.
That's absolutely true. It wasn't just because Facebook came into right. existence.
Like I was like, oh, this person sounds fun.
Who is this?
Let's do a podcast. Let's
do a podcast.
No, but like, yeah, we've known each other for a while.
This yeah. is the Facebook group that yep. you created.
I started a Facebook group.
Do you remember what year it was that you started this Facebook group?
I can barely remember what I'm doing right here, right now. No, it yes, I do.
Currently 2024.
Yes, it was January of 2023.
Okay.
So I know this because, well, I mean, it says so.
Not 2021, 22.
No, 2023. So it's just a little over a year.
Yeah.
From, yeah. So it'll be like
May. I was about to say. Yeah. It's right. May right now,
yeah.
2024.
Right. So and when this comes out, like, yeah, a year and a half, right?
Pretty yes. much. Yeah.
So I started this group because my daughter, who is now 24, was 22 at the time, and she was living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working part-time at a little coffee shop that is right down the street. Like, she walked to work.
Mm-hmm.
She had graduated from college. She had nothing really going on. Like, mm-hmm. she didn't go out at night. She didn't go hang out with friends. She really kind of, you know, was home a lot. Mm-hmm. Bless her heart. And she turned to me on her way getting ready to go to work and said, I need a better work-life balance.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Bless her.
And I laughed myself stupid. Mm-hmm. She went to work, and I got online and I started a Facebook group
mm-hmm.
because I guess that's what you do. And so I basically told the story about Gillian. And if you scroll back all the way yes. through in the podcast, you will find me talking about that too.
You mean in the Facebook group?
Sorry. In the Facebook group.
We just want you to know where you're looking.
I That's don't even the only know where I am. Yes. So, yes, in the Facebook group, if you scroll all the way back, you will see the very first post yeah. is me telling the story. So the group was pretty much just friends,
yep.
and I invited a bunch of people in, and mm-hmm. they were all Gen X people. And the whole goal of it was just to, like, just vent a little bit mm-hmm. about how ridiculous that was.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh, and yeah,
cry.
Laugh, cry, whatever.
Wish that we had that kind of life where we well, were so, like.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, the more I've thought about it, I mean, of course, it's ridiculous, right, that somebody would say to us. Ridiculous yeah. to think that somebody who works part-time would possibly have or need a better work-life balance.
Sure.
She's not wrong.
Yes.
She's totally not wrong.
Absolutely.
It's just ludicrous for a Gen Xer to hear those words because we don't know that just doesn't exist for us. We yep. don't understand that.
Agreed.
So, yeah. So that's how it started and left it wide open, and people started joining and telling their own stories and sharing things about growing up and about things that they missed, toys, movies, nostalgia. Music, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And it also became a place where people would tell these pretty emotional stories and need connection with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just grown from there. So, yeah.
So what's the age demographic of Gen X? Like, I'm pretty self-absorbed, right? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be 51 this year.
Yep,
like,
yep,
it's all about 51-year-olds. But what's the spread?
Yeah, I think my understanding is that it's people born in, like, right around 68 to 1980-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the core Gen X age group.
Mm-hmm.
The group has people primarily in that age group. Right now, I think it sits at 450,000 almost 450,000 people. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of that are women. More than 95% are women.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority are from the U.S. and in that age range. There okay. are a few people who are in the baby boomer era, and there are a few millennials that are here and there in the group as well. But for the most part, like, everybody who is in that group is our core people. There are sisters, right?
Yeah.
Almost half a million people.
And the Facebook group, to clarify, is Gen X women are sick of your shit.
Yeah.
You
right.
specifically.
Right.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
And this podcast that we invented today.
Yep.
That just sprung magically into being. Mm-hmm. Or during the course of our recording, is Gen X women are sick of this shit.
Yeah. And we did that on purpose, right?
Absolutely.
Like, and you want to talk about that?
Yep.
Like, why? Like,
well, I think at first I was like, oh, I don't want everybody to think that we're sick of them. Like, I was like, oh, we might hurt some feelings. But this shit is sort of like opens us up topic wise.
Right.
Because there are a lot of conversations that happen in the group mm-hmm. about things that. And more than just like sick of, it's like frustrated with, struggling with, wrestling through,
yep.
Just experiencing some friction somewhere. So
right.
it's, you work really hard. I think you do an incredible job of this, of keeping it like, we're not blaming, we're not tearing down other generations. It's like
exactly.
very much about our lived experience in the here and now, things that are difficult, places where we feel alone mm-hmm. or like kind of left in the dark without information, without resources. Like,
right.
I think it's pretty much a hallmark of the Latchkey generation that we're sort of like magically expected to know things.
Right. Figure it out.
That
right.
we don't
somehow.
Know.
Yeah.
Like, we were supposed to, you know how to raise ourselves. I know that was not every Latchkey kid's experience of that generation.
Right.
But if you were a Latchkey kid.
Yep.
You certainly were left yep. at home, all yep. in school, got out earlier, all those things.
We had sometimes you had to care for your younger kid, your younger siblings.
Yes.
And you were figuring it out.
Yep.
Yep.
Not so that was definitely. And so I think that Gen X women are sick of this shit. It's just like the culmination of all of those experiences coming to middle life.
Right.
Because in my imagination, I was always going to live 100 years and mm-hmm. I'm right in the middle. Mm-hmm. There's no logical reason for that. I just felt like that would be true. And going, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do now? Like,
yeah.
who's going to help me with all of this stuff? Because I don't know that my parents are going to be able to help me with
right.
any of this if your
right.
parents happen to still be living. Where's the map for this? Where do I find community?
Yeah. How do you get your kids out of the house
sure.
safely and, you know, happily on their way? And now at the same time, deal with all of the things with your parents that you have to deal with. You know,
yep.
if you're the caretaker for your parents, now you got it on both sides. And
yep.
now you're like that very stereotypical sandwich generation where you're trying to do
yep.
both things.
And
that's something to be really fucking sick of.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
Yes. And if you are someone who chose to have kids, like, you can have kids in a whole range of ages.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
absolutely.
Middle school, elementary school, college, adults. I mean, it's like the massive swath.
Yep.
A
right.
swath.
A swath.
Of ages that you might have in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is difficult.
So, yeah. That. So that's, I think that's right. That's the, that is Gen X women are sick of this shit being all the things that we are just mm-hmm. maybe just a little bit annoyed with or confused by, or yeah, that we just need to talk out.
Mm-hmm. And in a group of almost 500,000 people,
right?
Things come up.
They
it's
do.
It's not always easy.
Things do come up.
You have an amazing group of moderators.
Yes, we do.
That
absolutely.
Handle all of the things.
Oh, man, yeah.
And the path of the group has not always been easy. Like, there was some, you know, as it grew and you needed people, like, as with anything that evolves.
Oh, yeah.
It got a little rough.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I, you know, and there's probably some things I could have done better, easier, faster, quicker, smarter that I didn't do. But,
yeah.
you know.
You didn't know what you were into.
No.
It's a feat. I don't think anyone knows. I mean, if I assume that the people are going to start to listen to this are in the group or are interested in the group, I don't think anybody knows how many hours behind the scenes you put in
yeah.
to all of this.
Yeah.
And until this point, there was no like avenue, you know, to recuperate cost.
No.
And in fact, like, I think some of the development of the group is really what inspired what you and I are doing.
Yeah, right. I think now. So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the goal, you know, we got to think about too what we want. What mm-hmm. do we want this to be when we grow up, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if I can create more spaces for women to not feel alone, yeah, then
that's a big thing.
I think that's a success. Mm-hmm. So if this helps make people feel less alone, awesome. That to me is a win. And you know, we're going to create classes and courses and bring in experts and talk mm-hmm. to people. We've talked about that, and I think that's amazing. So if we can get answers to some of the questions that people have, mm-hmm. you know, that's perfect.
That would be like a little roadmap.
Yeah.
You know, just collaboratively collecting information, have this little roadmap moving forward.
Mm-hmm. We can back up and wrap up with,
That's like a condom commercial. Back up and wrap up. There you go. Your Gen X condoms. Back up and wrap up.
Back up and wrap up.
I don't know exactly what it means. Don't think too deeply.
This episode of Gen X Women Are Sick of This Shit is brought to you by Back Up and Wrap Up Condoms.
The condom of choice for the over 50 crowd.